Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Sanhedrin. Perik Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Kol Yisrael, Yeshlem Chelik, Li Olam Haba. Even Bali Avera. Even those who got Chiyuv Misas Bezdin, who were executed by Bezdin. But everyone has a Chelik in Olam Haba. What does Olam Haba mean over here? Says the Bat Tanura. This is the Olam Haba after Tchiyas HaMesim. Sha'asidim lichyais, they're destined to come back alive, v'lamoid begufam, and to stand up with their guf, u'benafsham, with their nefesh, chayim nitzchiyim, a life that goes on forever. Kechama, like the sun, v'chalavana, like the moon, v'kachovim, and like the stars. But if you're thinking pizza, think again, because the Bat Tanura says, v'hu olam haba, ein bo lo yachila v'lo yishtiyah, there's no eating or no drinking. Even though there's a guf. Rather, tzadikim yoishvin v'atreseyen b'reseyen, their crowns are on their head, v'nehenen meziv hashchina, and they have hana from the ziv shchina, from the shine of the shchina. But not everyone on the same madrega, not everyone on the same level. That's why, says the Bat Tanura, it says everyone has a chelik li'olam haba. That depends on how you live your life. The Bat Tanura, who teaches olam haba as tchiyas ha'meisim, is consistent with the shita of the Ramban and other Rishayim. The Rambam, however, says that Olam Haba means after a person passes away, there's a world where he's rewarded or punished. The punishment is just like a cleansing process so he can get back to his reward. And the Mishnah is not necessarily referring to Tchiyas HaMesim, it's referring to after 120 years. How do we know everyone has a chelik li'olam haba? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'amech kulam tzadikim, and your people are all tzadikim. Li'olam yirshu aretz, forever they shall inherit the land. Netzer matai, the branch of my plantings. Masa yadai, my handiwork. Lehispar, to which there is reason to take pride. However, ve'elu she'ein lohem chelik li'olam haba. Here's a list of those who don't have a chelik li'olam haba. Unless the Rambam says he does tshuva. Ha'imir, if someone says, Ein tchiyas ha'mesim in ha'tayra. If he claims there's no tchiyas ha'mesim, so he taka won't have tchiyas ha'mesim. Or someone who says, Ve'ein tori min ha'shamayim. That the Torah is not min ha'shamayim. The Apikoros. Apikoros, says the Bat Tanura, in this Mishnah refers to someone that is mevaza talmid ha'chachamim. And for sure, someone who's mevaza the Torah itself. Rabbi Akiva says, Afakoide besvara machitzayne. Also, one who reads literally outside books. Sifrei minim. That's how the Bat Tanura explains it. Books of heresy of Apikorsis. Or someone who reads all about the history of Avodah Zarah and so on. The haloichesh al hamako. Literally, one who whispers over a wound for refuah. Whispers over a wound for a fool? What does this mean? He would whisper a pasuk. V'omer, he would say, Kol amachla asher samdi b'mitzrayim. Any sickness that I placed on Mitzrayim, like asa melecha, I will not put on you, ki ani Hashem reifecha. I will heal you. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says this, we're talking about where he spit before he said the pasuk. That's how they used to do these special, like, spells. So he was mevaza the Shem Hashem. You don't mention Hashem's name spitting. Rabbi Shol says, Afahoyge es Hashem bi oisi oisav. He adds one more. He says out Hashem's name. That means Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Nekudais. A Shva under the Yud. A Chaylam after the Hay. And the Vav with the Kametz. Now the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash did say out the Shem HaMefarsh. Therefore, even though you're not allowed to say it in the Beis HaMikdash, when there's no Birchas Kohanim and you're not a Kohen, but Lamaisa, the Einish is not so chomer in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Li'olam Haba, everyone has a Chelik Li'olam Haba, with the exception of the following, unless they do tshuva. Someone who says, Ein Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTorah, someone who says the Torah is not Min HaShemayim, someone who's Mevaza Talmidei Chachamim, is Mevaza the Torah. Rabbi Kiva says, also someone who reads Svarim HaChitzoinim, Svarim written through Apikarsim, someone who is loichesh alamaka, and he says the pasuk alamach was shesamti b'mitzrayim li'asim alecha ki ani Hashem reifecha, and he spits beforehand. Abishol says, also someone who says out the Shem Havaya. Says out the Shem Yudkei Vavkei with its spelling. The Sefer Ruach Chaim from Rab Chaim Belajner explains, whenever a Yid does a mitzvah, right there and then you're creating your Olam Haba. When you do a mitzvah, you answer Amani Heshmei Rabba, you learn a Mishnah, you run with a smile to do what your father and mother ask you to do, even if it's difficult for you, or you don't do something that your father and mother ask you not to do, and you don't give them a hard time. You actually create a light, you create an aura, you create a chelik of your Olam Haba. One day you're going to live in that mitzvah. The joy is beyond imagination. And even down here on this world, that mitzvah is going to help you. That mitzvah is going to protect you. That mitzvah is going to guide you to do more mitzvahs. Unfortunately, the same is true for an Aveira. But that, says Reb Chaim of Elazhin, who was the greatest Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, is the meaning of Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Li Olam Haba. We create parts of our Olam Haba every time we stand up to a test or an assignment.